Hundreds of people turned out for a meeting Monday about bringing refugees, likely from Syria and Iraq, to Pittsfield. Working with the federal government, Jewish Family Services proposing to relocate 10 to 12 families, totaling roughly 50 people in Pittsfield in fiscal year 2017. The first families would likely arrive in January. JFS is responsible for coordinating housing, education, and employment. Deirdre Griffin, the organization's New American Program Director, says JFS has met with city leaders in each of those subject areas.
We need to identify probably 8 to 10 small private landlords to arrange for housing for folks who are coming.
Griffin says JFS has had an initial conversation with local law enforcement. On Monday night, Griffin said the informational meeting was a way to gauge how the broader community feels about the resettlement plan. Hearing that, people in the crowd chimed in. The night's moderator, Rabbi Josh Brindell, had his hands full.
You're going to do it whether we watch or not.
Excuse me, could we allow the presenter to finish presenting? I'm interested in what she has to say.
The FBI director said that.
Sir.
Sir,
could you please allow the presenter to speak?
She's answering other questions. I have a concern. This is a one-sided conversation.
Yes. Yes, this is an information session. Let us be good hosts.
One man called for open discussion with dissenting opinions. Maxine Stein, CEO of JFS of Western Massachusetts, says the organization has received support from a majority of the community in initial meetings. She says JFS will likely approach the city council with its plans and hold smaller public meetings.
The reason that we're here is that because of the community has been encouraging overall for us to bring this forward.
JFS says each refugee receives $925 from the federal government. Griffin says the organization plans to hire additional staff who speak the same language as the refugees to work in Pittsfield.
Our team has a pre-arrival component where we identify housing for someone to live. We meet them at the airport. We prepare that first meal. We work with folks in the community who might be interested in welcoming the family. We ensure that they have food in the house, that the house is furnished, which, if we're lucky, will happen through donations. And then we also work with them to connect them to English classes, medical care, get the children enrolled in school, and get them started on the road toward employment.
With a decreasing population, an established public transit system, and a relatively diverse job sector, Pittsfield makes sense as a refugee resettlement area, according to Griffin. In fact, it was for Soviet Jews in the latter 20th century.
Communities that rise up as potential right fits for refugee resettlement are generally communities that are struggling, because it's when you have something like a decrease in population, an increase in available housing stock, that there is that space that could be the right fit for the refugee for safety and then also as leaven for the broader community.
Griffin says of the 65 million displaced people globally, 21 million are recognized as refugees as they have fled their homes because of persecution or fear of persecution based on characteristics like race, religion, or political affiliation. The Obama administration has a goal of resettling 110,000 refugees in the coming year. The number one concern taken from audience write-ins Monday was ensuring community safety. Griffin pointed out that the United Nations and the federal government have a process for screening refugees, but acknowledged the reality that violence carried out by groups like ISIS can make its way to the U.S.
Is there any 150% secure way? No, obviously. We're saying yes to something that has an element of unpredictability to it.
JFS also places refugees in and around Springfield. Refugee resettlement plans have recently divided Rutland, Vermont. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.